Actress Sarah Paulson has been on TV a lot lately. In FX on Hulu's Mrs. America, she plays a 1970s housewife who becomes an assistant to anti-feminist Phyllis Schlafly.
Excuse me, but you don't know anything about Phyllis. Before she took up our cause, we were the punchline of jokes on late-night talk shows. Made to feel guilty for being proud homemakers, wanting to stay home with our children instead of going to work in an office.
Then there's Sarah Paulson's work with writer-producer Ryan Murphy. She won an Emmy for playing O.J. Simpson prosecutor Marcia Clark, and she played a pair of conjoined twins in American Horror Story. Murphy and Paulson have a new Netflix series dropping next week. It's called Ratchet, and Sarah Paulson plays a nurse in a 1940s mental hospital who becomes a proponent of the lobotomy.
A disordered mind cannot ease its own suffering. A person can be burdened by certain impulses and drives that are destroying their lives.
Well, if that isn't enough, Sarah Paulson has a role on the new HBO show Coastal Elites. It was filmed during the pandemic and premieres tomorrow night. In it, she plays a meditation instructor whose Trump-supporting family drives her crazy.
I'm choking. I try to say something, but only random words come out. It's like I'm in The Exorcist. Charlottesville, Obamagate, golf! And my mom grabs me and pulls me into the kitchen. She knows me. So she says, stop it, Clarissa. Right now, you're driving yourself crazy.
Well, Sarah Paulson joins me now via Skype. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm doing well. And let me ask you first about Coastal Elites, because it's coming out this weekend. This is something that has been called quarantine content. And I wonder, because you're just sitting there by yourself in this room. How did you do that? Did you have other people involved, or did you have to do that all by yourself?
Well, the actual performing component was all alone, which I have to say made me acutely aware of how much I love to act with other human beings and look into the eyes of other people. There were people in my backyard. You know, there was a craft service table on my deck, and there were seven people here when we were shooting, and it was a little, I have to say, a little disconcerting. Not to mention, there were some, like, queso droppings all over my backyard furniture, which was really unfortunate.
Is it all scripted, or was there any improvisation in what you were doing?
There was no improvisation in what I was doing, and it was all scripted. This was originally going to be a play that was to be performed at the Public Theater that Paul Rudnick wrote. And, you know, it was designed to have, you know, a live audience. It absolutely changes the dynamic and what you feel when you're performing it. So it was strange, and I got it. Maybe I'm going to say it wasn't for me. Is that a thing to say when talking proudly about the thing you've been a part of? It just ultimately the way we filmed it was not for me.
What do you mean by that?
The community of filmmaking or stage work or anything in that world is, to me, about being with your fellow performers, your crew, your backstage staff, your dressers. I mean, all of it is, for me, such a fundamental part of what's enjoyable about it. And so this was sort of lonely.
The other thing about it is it is so of the moment, not just because it involves the pandemic, but also you're this meditation instructor who's, you know, starts off trying to calm everyone down and then gets caught up in her own struggles of going to spend time with her family. And turns out that they're all Trump supporters and she's, you know, a liberal Democrat, something that a lot of people have experienced.
A lot of people have experienced. I have not experienced it directly, but indirectly I have. My grandparents are, or at least they were, pro-Trump. I try to steer away from the political discussions. And I'm probably not as brave as the character I play, who decided to, you know, sort of walk that fine line of really, and I think we can all relate to this, of wanting to just live in that place of loving and appreciating our family and trying to be, you know, people who are able to hold something complexly and love them, even though we don't agree with them politically. But you ultimately find yourself thinking you can muscle through. And oftentimes you find yourself in a screaming match with your cousin across the table. You know, it's hard. I think it's hard.
In Coastal Elites, you play a very different role from the one, obviously, that you play in Ratched on Netflix. This is a character that was made famous by Louise Fletcher in the 1975 film One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. She's been listed as one of the top 50 movie villains of all time. What was it like to take on that iconic character?
It was daunting, and I wasn't totally sure it was a wise move, because it sort of felt like an opportunity for global humiliation, because, you know, Netflix is a global entity and it means it can be seen all over the world. And if you fail, you're going to fail in a very large way. Our show is a sort of invented story, a fictionalized story of what her life might have been 20 years prior to her working at that hospital. So it's really an origin story.
And you're not only starring in it, you're also an executive producer. How does that work? Do you like being involved in all the different parts of the production like that?
It suits me only in so much as that I'm a massive control freak. And I think I always have my hands in too many pots on a set. And I'm sure it's unpleasant for a lot of people. And also, I don't have the the title. But here, Ryan Murphy really empowered me to use my voice. And he just said, look, we've been working together for almost a decade, and you're playing a titular role here. And I think it's really important that you own a piece of it. You know, he felt I had earned the opportunity to step into that, which was very kind of him, and something I took very seriously, and really wanted to answer as many questions for as many people as possible, even when I didn't know the answer and wasn't sure if anything I was saying was of any value. But I was there, man. I was there and ready.
Well, and tell me about that relationship with Ryan Murphy, because this is someone you've worked with on American Horror Story and American Crime Story. How did you develop that? And you clearly seem to be one of his favorite actresses to work with.
Well, I'd have to ask him what that's about. That part has always remained a bit of a mystery, and I think it's safer for me to keep it there, because what if it comes down to, like, I don't know, you were there, I decided to give you an opportunity, you did all right, so I've kept you around. I'm telling you, I don't want to know.
Well, what do you like so much about working with him?
Well, I think what he does is he works in a way, he creates worlds that are extreme. And I think anytime you're working in a world of extreme, you have the responsibility of kind of trying to find the truth in it so it can be grounded in something. And I think for whatever reason, I'm able to interpret his desired tone in a way that makes me feel really liberated and free as an actress, because there's sort of like no limit to what you can do. It's sort of in the Ryan world, you better go big or go home, and you can kind of go anywhere internally and in your imagination. And from an acting standpoint, creative standpoint, that's really exciting.
And do you find it is more of a challenge to do that with a character like the one that you play in Ratched, who is a fictional character, versus somebody like the former L.A. prosecutor Marcia Clark from the O.J. Simpson case that you played in American Crime Story?
Is that one person who matches all that DNA in this courtroom today?
Yes, he is.
Could you please point him out for the jury? Let the record show that Mr. Fung is pointing to the defendant, Mr. Orenthal James Simpson.
There's a funny commonality that's maybe not, you know, totally obvious, in the sense that, yes, Mildred Ratched is a fictional character, but there was a book that she was a big part of, and there was a very famous, much lauded movie and celebrated movie that she's part of, that she almost seems, I think, for a lot of people, characters in that movie seemed like real people. With Marcia, I mean, the thing I learned when I played that part was how much I appreciate having a blueprint and a real structure for the building you're trying to build. Sometimes when you're creating something out of whole cloth, anything goes. And when anything goes, I can sometimes feel a little bit paralyzed by the possibility of you can choose it all. And somehow having the structure and the facts and the story that I knew, that, you know, things that were irrefutable about who Marcia was and what she did and what she brought to the table there, I felt a lot of freedom. There was a lot of latitude, strangely enough, even though there were stronger, stricter boundaries. It's all, if I'm really honest with you, all of it is really scary, because I just feel like when you're playing people that are either well-known or even characters that have been embodied perfectly by other actresses, you are kind of exposing yourself in a very vulnerable way for a lot of conversation around the success of your endeavor.
I have seen a lot of you during the pandemic, not just in Coastal Elites and Ratched, but also Mrs. America, the great show that you were a part of as well. How has the pandemic been for you as an actress, who's obviously some of this stuff was done beforehand, but still?
For me, I mean, and this is a sort of dicey thing to talk about, because there are so many people whose lives have been irrevocably changed by this I have been working in a way, sort of in this very, very lucky way for the last 6 years without stopping. I finished Ratchet on a Saturday at 2 a.m. and was on a plane on a Monday to go shoot Mrs. America. So now that I have found myself for the last several months not working, it has felt oddly like I'm being given a break, but one that feels a little bit disquieting because I can't sort of swing between that feeling of like, am I on vacation, but I'm in vacation in a nightmare? It's kind of like a nightmare vacation, but then there are people dying and then there are people who've lost their jobs. And yet I know that I have jobs to go back to when this is all over. It's all just a very, very strange time, I think, for everyone. It's certainly not unique what I'm going through. It's just was also like, oh, not setting one's alarm for 3:45 to go to the back lot somewhere in Los Angeles, which is all I've been doing for a couple of years, is a very strange feeling because I didn't realize how much I needed structure. The ritual of going to work is sort of like something I didn't realize how much I'd come to rely on it for my own sanity. And without it now, it's like, wait, what? Who, what, where, what, what's happening? Who am I? Who am I?
Well, you're apparently you're like a lot of different people at the same time. So, and we're going to see them all on television. That is Sarah Paulson, who stars in Coastal Elites on HBO, which airs tomorrow. Her new Netflix series, Ratched, drops next Friday. Sarah Paulson, great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.